Hi, everybody. It's a great honor to introduce Anam Tupten. And we just figured out we've known each other 30 years, so I'm really happy to be here with you again. And about him, he grew up in Tibet and was trained in Tibet. So unusual compared to a lot of Tibetan teachers you'll meet these days. He was trained in Tibet and began to practice in the Nyingma school of Tibetan Buddhism. It's the oldest of the four schools. Came to the United States in 1993 or maybe 94, we were trying to decide. My wife met him in Pema Also Ling, which was Lama Tarchin's place when Lama Tarchin was alive in Watsonville, California. And from his arrival, Anam Tupten wanted to teach Dharma in English to Americans and had a real, in his heart, I remember trying to like understand how our minds work to connect with us. Very unique in the way he's approached that. He's founder and spiritual advisor of Dharmata Foundation in Point Richmond, California, which is north of Berkeley, and teaches widely in the U.S. and all over the world. Author of many books and articles. His books include Choosing Compassion, No Self, No Problem, Into the Haunted Ground, and The Citadel of Awareness. He's married with two children, and Dana offerings can be made through the Dharmata Foundation website, or in a physical basket, and there's also a basket for Sims. So thank you so much, and thank you for being here.
Hello, welcome everybody. We are going to meditate together for maybe around 40 minutes. Anyway, it's nice to be here at this very beautiful place, sanctuary, temple. Let's sit together. You might like to just relax in a comfortable posture. Have your back straight and feel that now you are gently grounding at the center of your being. Then feel that now there's a dignity, equilibrium in your being. Like feel that your body is like this giant Bodhi tree, which its roots is in the ground, and that nothing can challenge it. Then relax your shoulders, feel there's now ease, and release all the discomfort and rigidity in your being. Feel there's an ease permeating everywhere in your body. Now feel that your whole being is in the state of the union of stillness and ease. Then begin to bring your attention to a body. Body is a wonderful doorway to the present moment. usually our mind is everywhere, and it wanders, gets lost in thoughts and fantasy, daydreaming, hardly we're at home. Our mind is everywhere, and so this body is a doorway to the present moment. You might like to begin to notice sensations in your feet, feel your feet touching the ground, and feel that you're here, you're completely here. Feel the heavy, light, warm, cool in your feet. Also feel the feet touching the ground. Now begin to bring your attention into different areas in your body, into your legs, thighs, belly, back, shoulders. Then slowly you might like to bring your attention to breath in your nostrils, as well as also the movement of a breath into your lung. Feel all these physical movement change that happen naturally with each breath, and your chest and your belly. Notice that when you inhale, your belly expands, your shoulders slightly rise. Then when you exhale, your belly contracts, your shoulders drop down, as well as also all these subtle sensations are constantly changing in your nostrils, warm air, cold air. Continuously observe your breath and all these changes in your body. When a thought arises, just don't follow it. Immediately return to breath. Notice that now your mind is completely still and calm. And allow yourself to even enjoy it, enjoy this stillness. Enjoy it. The same way that sometimes you might enjoy a cup of tea. Now suddenly let go of your concentration completely. Relax into your body. Even let go of the idea of that you're meditating. Just to be. And then notice that at the moment you let go of your concentration, there's this natural awareness that is aware of all the sensory phenomena like sound, sight, sensations, space between you and the wall, the ground. Feel free to open your eyes or close them whenever you want. Don't try to meditate, don't try to pay attention to any particular object, just to be And then there's the natural awareness, and that is aware of all its contents or whatever arises in its field, but it's not a conceptual, it doesn't judge, it doesn't label. It's simply what arises naturally in its field. That might be sound of somebody speaking, or space between thoughts arising, positive thoughts, or sensations in your body. Don't try to push anything from your mind. Whatever arises, welcome each of them, but not to follow them, especially thoughts. Remember not to follow your thoughts. And let all your thoughts arise, and don't try to hold on to any thoughts. Don't try to push any of them away. Treat all your thoughts as same, in the same way. Welcome all your moods, your experiences, as if they're same in their essence, joy, stillness, fatigue, ordinary thoughts, wholesome thoughts. Welcome all of them. And don't try to prefer one over the other. And then all these experiences, there's a river of your own experiences, thoughts, sensations will flow through you. Continue to relax and just be without the need to achieve anything or to experience any spatial state of mind. Whatever is happening in your experience is perfect. So you don't have to try to manipulate or to alter your mind. Just be, welcome whatever is arising, and let go each of them. be here as if this is a like perfect ground, the perfect place where you want to be completely. Embrace this moment as a perfect moment, not by thinking that I'm not enjoying, I'm not somehow in harmony with these experiences, and then hoping that you can change your right now experience. Instead, just welcome and embrace this moment and whatever you're experiencing. You might be totally enjoying this present moment and being in harmony with the life right now or the reality, then continue it. If you are resisting to the present moment by feeling that maybe you're bored or you feel you're not experiencing some desirable state of mind like peace or bliss, and then recognize that resistance, even witness that resistance and the spirit of non-judgment, welcome it without identifying with it, and then that the resistance eventually will go away on its own. Every now and then pause and see what is happening in your mind. Ask, am I lost in thoughts? I'm fully present. If you realize that you're fully present, then continue to just be. But if you find out that you're distracted or you're lost in thoughts last few minutes, and then recognize it without feeling bad, and then let go of that inquiry, continue to relax and just be. Let's take around 10 minutes break.